I thank you for coming. I thank you for taking the time to come into the house of the living God and to bless God. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Nowadays, it's not easy to come to church because there are so much things that is going on. The challenges are so big. The challenges are so strong. The power of the hands of the enemy, we are not exalting the enemy, but in reality, what is going on around in this world, it takes God to give you peace. That's the truth. Nobody can lie to me. And I won't lie to myself.
Amen.
It takes the power of God.
Yes, yes.
That is in the kingdom. For you even to release your anchor. It takes God for you to release your anchor. To hold on. Unto Jesus Christ. But the only thing to focus and to stay and for the presence of God to rest upon us is to hear the word of God. Everything that God has for us is in his kingdom. In his kingdom is his word. Even with the exhortation that has come today, our mother and our pastor, Jean, this exhortation is so powerful. And it's amazing. Anything that we are going to talk about, we get that confirmation. And so that I feel so good in my heart, and it helps me to depend upon the word of God, because the word of God that has Christ in the kingdom is the answer to our needs.
Amen.
Can I hear amen?
Amen?
Close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your anchor. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your restoration. We thank you because you always answer our prayers. We thank you for taking away our fears. We thank you for the word of God that every Sunday, every Mondays, every Fridays, that you fill our hearts with your word. Because you see our needs. You see our fears. You see our discouragements. And you are always willing to build us up and to help us in this journey of life that have become so difficult, twisting here and there, voices from here and there, governments from here and there, threatened from here and there. And now, even as today, as I sense in my heart of workers, those working and working with masters, with companies, the more I am hearing tells me many are going through in their jobs. Father, may your word soften, may your word break, may your word destroy every stronghold. Whether in a working place, whether with the government, whether in our city, our homes, marriages, Whatever stronghold that is holding us, we are coming against it. Even children have become a headache. Father, we pray, let your word, as it come forth, may it touch every area that we are going through, that we are seeking you. May your word works for us. May our faith grow so that we can receive. Because in your sight, there is nothing that is so hard. There is nothing that is so difficult. There is nothing that you, God, cannot do. There is nothing that you can provide. There is no solution that you, God, you are not able to solve. No sickness that you cannot heal. No deliverance that you cannot give. You are the restorer that restore our souls and our broken dreams. We bless you. 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 We thank you. May you touch every heart. May you restore every soul. Those online and those who have walked in here. Those who could not come. Everyone. May your blessings be upon us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And everybody shout.
Amen.
Everybody shout.
Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. I thank God for grace. I say, I thank God for grace. And can you hear amen?
Amen?
Because if you don't depend upon the grace of God, when you stand here, you can't say much. But God has made me to understand God can take many and God can take few. One thing I'm afraid in my walk with God is that, Lord, I pray, do not let me miss my opportunity.
Amen.
Do not let me, help me so that I don't lose, miss mine. Opportunity. Because God's opportunity, when it is missed, it's hard to get it back. Because we have billions of people calling upon Him. And when He releases yours, and you are not there, I hear a man saying, he said, most of the time God will send our answers through the angels of God. But when the angels come and stand in the house and watch, where is Brother Alex? Where is Sister So-and-so? Where is Brother So-and-so? He will look and look, and he will not find them. He carries back. Listen, you got to have a heart of determination to serve God.
Amen.
Sometimes the little that we do, some don't even appreciate. It's not easy. It takes God's grace. But if you are willing, if we are determined, obedient to follow God, it does not matter what the enemy have done in your life. It does not matter the cause of damage that Satan has damaged. It does not matter the delay that you are so anxious, desire of your heart, that you have been crying unto God, that Satan is really trying every possible best to stop whatever God has for you. Listen, in things of God, don't come easy. That's how lazy people in God don't receive much from God. He has it. But you have to be determined to really go for it. To really seek for it. Always asking the Lord. Knocking at the door. He said, call upon him until God answers from above. The Bible says, he says, trouble him. Isaiah. He said, trouble him until God do what? So that's why I'm telling you, it's not, when you're lazy, along the line, you'll not even come to church again. Why have I been going and going? And one desire that I'm desiring from God, God can't give to me. Who said that? God is not answering. I am tired. But may you never get tired. May you always stay strong in the Lord. Can I hear amen? I am here today to really encourage you. Many things, I don't know. For me, when I come to church, honestly, every song I listen, every encouragement, every word that comes here from this pulpit here and the altar, trust me, I listen because my life depends on what I hear that God is giving to me for the day. And I don't want to live here empty-handed. No. So I prick my ears and everything that is, sometimes when I'm not hearing something properly, I will ask Mama again. Because you know what? It is the word of God that will help you to make your journey in this life. Yes. Nothing more, nothing less. So that's why always the Bible asks us to encourage ourselves in who? He never put nobody's name there. So that when you come here and you don't see us or you don't see anybody, you say, oh, well, I want to encourage myself, but the person even I have to encourage myself in him is not in the church. No. He says, encourage yourself in the Lord. Not even your husband. Not even your wife. When it comes to encouragement from the Lord, you have to look up unto God. Look up to him. It's so amazing. There are some words that sometimes we as believers, we come across day to day. It can come from children. It can come from our bosses. It can come from wives. It can come from children, from friends, from this, from that. But honestly, I learn a lot every day, even when it comes to little children. This week, we did have our little boy that always following me. Wisdom. And, you know, God is good. God really, God speaks so. God can use anything to speak to you. A whole prophet, God used a donkey and ox to speak to him. So for me, I know God can use whether old, young, little, anything, children. This week, this child followed me. I can't get my speech. Anybody comes around, we see. If you see me in the house, you see wisdom at my foot. Papa, 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 every minute. So I said, even Mama begin to tell, he said, Papa, you too, you don't have patience. I want to sleep, and it's Papa. I want to eat, and it's Papa. Going down there to do something in the garage, it's Papa. I'm washing the dishes, trying to do something in the kitchen. He comes right behind me, it's Papa. When the phone call, he will bring the phone and say, Papa. When Mama phone calls, he ran to the phone and he say, Papa, Mama, and he will bring it. And when it's born, so you. So I watch him and say, are you not tired? I want to rest. Wisdom. He watched me and he was so quiet. And some children, even you have, the way you talk to them, you got to be very careful. I'm telling you. And he watched me. And when he stared at my face, a whole scripture that came to my heart was that, you see, they call your name a few times and you can't take it. And I hear the voice saying, son, it does not matter how many you call me. I hear. And I don't get tired. A little child, I love you. Calling you. I couldn't respond again. I couldn't respond because I was tired. But God was reminding me that no matter how many times we call upon him, he does not get tired. You know, we are human and sometimes we are even tired of our husbands. We're tired of our wives. We can even get tired of the food we eat. You get tired of the children. You get tired of your problems. Don't talk about work. It takes God's grace. Sometimes I talk to Mama. I say, Mama, what amazes me is that since we were born little babies, so you mean the same blood that God put in our body system is still there? Yeah. Our God is an amazing God. Yeah. And there is nothing that you and me can compare. Amen. To him. Last week we were talking about the kingdom of God, and as I study, I begin to see that the kingdom that you and me belongs is so powerful. Even though you are weak, I want you to know this kingdom that you belongs is not a weak kingdom. It's not a powerless kingdom. It's a kingdom that has power. It's a kingdom that has strength. It's a kingdom that when it shake, men run. Men hide. We are not seeing a kingdom, the power of the kingdom, and the power of the kingdom is not working for us much because many of us are doubting and fear and lack faith. We lack the knowledge of God. We lack the presence of God. We are full of fear. And because we can do what we have to do to receive what is in the kingdom, we complain. Now many of us, I'm not talking about you sitting here, but many are not coming because they are tired. The city itself is tired. Where we went for the ride in the city, a man that was telling us more about the city, he said, soon the city of Montreal name will be changed. I did not understand why the city will be changed. But he says soon the name will be Detour. Because anywhere you drive, you see Detour. Anywhere, highway you go, you see Detour. Everywhere you go, when you are coming to Lasha, so much Detour. When it get to this Maisonneuve right here, so the city name has been changed to Detour, the city of Detour. Children of God, listen. Do not be discouraged. Amen. We have a God. And that God never changes. And his kingdom is so powerful. And honestly, he is not fed up with us. As I was fed up with a just 2 years child. The kingdom. If you are discouraged thinking that what is in your heart, God can't perform or God can't make it to pass. Can't make it to pass. You are so afraid. The marriage that has been locked. Sometimes some people can do wickedness. So they can hide your marriage, especially we, excuse me to say, the blacks, the black race. Sometimes when we're talking and discussing, you know, I hear Mama even was sharing with me and said, we the Africans are very more wicked. Ah! We? But thank God we have found Christ. We have found Christ. Amen. I say we have found Christ. When I heard that, I said, anyway, I don't have even to talk much about that. We, the Africans, are more wicked than, less than the West Indies or Jamaica. The killing that is going on, killings, you know, some people, I hear every time said, Vincent, killing, killing. That one here, because the person saying that it's not from Africa, it's from there, he said they are better, they are good. You know, we have a language in they said, meaning if the thing is on somebody, you said it is being struck in a tree. But when it is somebody, you said it is struck in a tree. You don't accept the arrow or whatever is on that person. But when it comes to you, you talk different. Can I hear you, amen? Our time of Christianity is going to go through a lot of challenges. Because Jesus says the wickedness of this world will be so abound, so much, that if you don't depend upon the grace of God, you cannot even go to bed, you cannot even pray or sleep. Because the world is full of wickedness. The world is full of evil. My daughter Naomi yesterday was with me to put some things straight, and he was sharing with me how a man has stabbed the wife with three children. And just, he said, Papa, it happened in Lhasa here. Well, that's Africa. There are so much that is going on that, in fact, you got to be strong to keep on praying for God for your protection. You got to believe that the kingdom that you are in, this kingdom was not just created by just anybody. Every kingdom of man, it falls down. I'm telling you, no matter how strong they may be. And when God's kingdom declare and decrees, he said, my kingdom will ever stand. My kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom. And so my kingdom will rule all over the world. And what I love that he said, listen, in this kingdom, you got to get the understanding that, he said, this kingdom, it talks about life, it talks about man. He said, man must die one day, and one day man will stand before the living Christ. Amen. He said, my word pass away. Do you know that if a death could be paid and buy queen, the London queen will not die, they will buy. Queen Elizabeth will never die. They will pay, because the money is there, the gold they took there, It has doubled. They have used the same money to borrow to us, taking interest, our own money. They give it and loan to us. You will not have died. But because of what a kingdom of God has declared and decreed, it's still up to today in operation. You can argue there's no God. You can argue I don't believe in God. You can argue I don't believe in these things. You can argue I don't believe in heaven. You can argue I don't believe in hell. That does not change nothing. What this kingdom has declared and said will always operate. Can I hear amen? Maybe you are discouraged today. Maybe you don't have the money that you need right now today. Maybe your strength has gone down with sickness and diverse challenge in your life. Maybe it could be your children. Maybe it could be the delay of the marriage. Maybe thank God you have the marriage, but the problems are in that marriage. If you can believe the kingdom of God, and you can believe the Christ that have the anchor, that you can hook onto his love, you will stand. I say you will stand. It does not matter the waves, the storms of life, that we all one day, along the line that we are going through, the kingdom of God has answers. And when these problems, the storms and the waves, when they come, let me tell you, you will get strength and help from this kingdom that you belongs. Can I hear amen? Because the kingdom of God was not just came to exist. God paid with his son's blood to establish this kingdom. Karen, give me 1 Chronicles chapter 29 from verse 10. I want you to know that this kingdom that you belongs is a strong kingdom, is a kingdom with power, is a kingdom of mercies, is a kingdom that is full of healing, is a kingdom of restoration and provision, is a kingdom that can energize you, is a kingdom that can make you happy if you depend upon this kingdom. There are riches in this kingdom. There are great miracles in this kingdom of Jesus Christ. There are power to heal, power to deliver, power to see you through, power for God make a way where there is not way. And let me tell you, God can push 1,000 people aside and get to you. Can I hear amen? I'm talking about the kingdom of God. You know, if there is anybody in this world that does not understand his kingdom that he belongs, is a Christian. Because we don't understand no knowledge. We don't learn much. We don't study much. We could study everything in this world, but not to sit down to study the word of God. Because we don't know the power that is in this kingdom. And here, today, I'll just maybe quote just two scriptures and we read. to show you how powerful the kingdom of God is. And God has been operating on our behalf. God has been helping us on our behalf. God has been seeing us through. Because let me tell you, many of us, if it was not God, we would not be sitting here. Pain alone would have killed you. Fear alone would have killed you. Especially when this pandemic was going on. See how fear grabbed the heart of people, others. Everything you're afraid of. Somebody coming to your door, you're even afraid. COVID, 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 COVID. You don't hear no language. Apart from the COVID of whoever brought it. No matter how you trust others, when they appear at your door, every trust is gone. You see, coming with COVID? That's his clothes. Well, hiding some COVID inside. And sometimes, especially, thank God that God kept our brothers and sisters in the hospitals and homes and this and that. Always somebody will come, we got cases in our place. When I'm a listener, I say, does he have that thing there? During COVID, Mama was so bold. But you know, when you have all these challenges in your body, you just afraid and praying that nothing like that's come close. Our kingdom that we belongs. Today, I want you to get this and get it right. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need whatever is going on. Don't be afraid. Let your faith grow the more. There is no situation. I am not all that old, but with almost 68, with all the situations that I've seen personally with my eyes here, come across, hear people talk, how people go through. There is nothing on this planet Earth that God cannot handle. Amen. Let your family demons go hire demons from another country and let them fight you. If your God is on your side. I say, if your God is on your side. And you know your God. No one. They will try. Maybe it will affect you anyway. But let me tell you. God will keep you. And God will protect you. And God will see you through. And God will bring you out. In this scripture, 1 Chronicles chapter 29 from verse 10. I will read to go around 13 there. But as we are reading, please just listen and fill your heart with the word of God. And tell yourself, I belong to the kingdom of the Most High. I belong to the kingdom that I am a king. I belong to a kingdom that God has really touched me and select me and called me into this kingdom because of his grace. And as a result of that, I am not be afraid of anything from the enemy. Can I hear amen? Somebody had a dream and he keep on telling me and keeping telling me and keeping telling me. He said he had a dream, something happened to me. I said, nothing will happen to me. Nothing will happen to me. If anything happened, that means God himself allows it. But for anybody, because by the way, you never bore me. The person who bore me even is dead and gone. How can you come and kill me by now? You can't. Because I know I hold on into the anchor Amen. Of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I know I belong to the kingdom of God, the everlasting kingdom that has power and authority. And you can change seasons because of us. You can change times because of us. Can I hear amen? Sometimes God does something for us. We don't know if it is because of us he did it. Because you think it's, me, God does this great thing? I can't believe it. Maybe it's just by lucky. Lucky. Where is lucky? Lucky is called by dogs. We call dogs lucky, lucky. But in God, we don't operate in lucky. We operate in the mercies of God. Amen. Can I hear amen? He says, wherefore Daniel and David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be thy Lord God of Israel. He's talking about a kingdom. Our Father forever and ever. That this was a man, a king, for that matter, that have seen life, that have seen problems, that have seen suffering, that have seen attacks non-stop, fights, wars. And he came to the conclusion to bless his God. And listen what he says. Is that thou, O Lord, is the greatest and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thou. Thou is the kingdom, O Lord. And how exalted as head above all. Listen, don't even worry when government are threatening you. Don't be afraid when governments are threatening us. Oh, they say they will do this. Oh, they say they will do that. Oh, they say they will do that. No, the earth belongs to God. If we take our duty so serious by praying, nothing that any man can do to us. Now we're talking about threatening the working place. Well, we allow them to threat us. As my dear daughter saying, you go to your corner. Listen, now is not the time that we pray, God, our heaven, Father in heaven, Hail Mary, please, God, don't do them anything. Don't let them come after me. Oh, yeah? Don't come after you? They will come after you. But you have to stop them by prayer. Attach the word of God. Pray with the word of God. And Jesus even said, when it is so much that prayer can do is advance. Advancing. If your case is some of this kind, he has given you the option. It's above riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is no make great, it's make hand. And in thy hand it is to make great. And to do what? Give strength. Don't let anybody in your family bully you. Intimidate you. Either in the spirit or physical. They bully you in the day, tame them on in the night with your prayer. If they rain their curses, don't curse them back. Go to your closest. Summon them to the Lord. Put some prayer upon their head. Decree and declare, because the kingdom that you belong, it has the power. And the power is not our power, but we have been given. Can I hear amen? Amen? Let me tell you, there is power in the kingdom of our God. Many years ago, the children mother have a dream that in the dream he saw a man we know. He saw the man plain. The man is not a Muslim, but is those white garments. And this man lives in some part isolated. Built a little house and lives here alone. This man does not talk to women since I know him. But the only person that I know he talks to was the children's mother. But when one day the man came to the house and he left, I said to the children's mother, I said, listen, my heart does not take this man. So I wonder why you keep on talking. What things do you people talk? A man that does not talk to no woman. I have never seen that. But he will come to the shop, our store, and he will talk, and they will talk, and they will talk. And whenever I'm in the car, come and park, he's here talking. And before he's going, he carry a little banana, he carry a little apple, he carry a whole bunch of stuff. And he gave me a dream one day. He said, I saw this man came to the house. And when he came to the house, the three girls, which are triplets, the last one, he said, I was in the standing in a small window in the side of the house, and this man's teeth has grown so long, and he grabbed the child 2 feet, and he was sucking and breaking the bones, and blood was dripping everywhere in his mouth and dripping in his chest. She doesn't talk to me much, but that dream, early in the morning, he wake me up to tell me. I said, "Is that what you saw?" He said, "Yes." He said, "I was so afraid that in the morning," he said, "let's go to the back and see if we can see broad day." I said, "This is a spiritual thing. I told you this man is not good." I grabbed my car the next day. Drove 6 hours, 6.5 hours to my prayer ground where I go. And go and fast. I didn't even see the prophet. I never even discussed with the prophet. But I just follow the work of the day. He comes out, get your AK-47, shoot every enemy in the realms of the spirit. Fire them! He will bring a word from the Bible. So fire them! We pray, we fire every ammunition that in the realms of the spirit the man of God gives to us. You hold it. Amen. You grab it. Amen. And you pray. Those after me, I fire them. Those who, the one who come and suck that child, tripless, get one and break the bones and suck the blood, I say, come on. There is power in God. There is power in prayer. When a man can believe God, he said, I always hear a man, he say, if there is a man to play, that is God to answer. Amen. We are lazy. That's the fact of it. We lack food. If you call for prayers, only the committed ones, few, will always come. You call for food, the whole place is full up. Listen. We need to add fasting into our prayer, the time that we are in, so that we can reverse, so that we can turn things, so that we can break things, so that we can destroy things, so that we can root out disappointment, so that we can root out delays. Oh, can I hear him here? And as I go, spend 3 days. Thank God for, but down there, things those faithful and trustful apostles and prophets. Well, when you go, their concern is about your case. Not now, everything turn money now. I never go there and hear about money. If we are sowing, we are sowing, and that's it. And after I prayed 3 days, and I came back to Tema, where I live, I reached late because the journey was so far. In the morning, it was Monday, when I was going to the seaport, because that's where I do my supplies. In my car, I saw the man very far away as I was driving towards him. Very, very far. But I could see him because of the way he dressed. I knew, and I know, it's him coming on the right side of my hand, very far. As I was going, before I saw him, he has already seen me. And before I move a little bit more forward, he vanished. I didn't know where he passed. Listen, the kingdom of God has power. 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 Can I hear amen? Can I hear amen? Let your faith work for you. Don't say you are tired. Don't say you are weak. Even Jesus said, he says, if you think you are weak, don't say you are weak. He says, say I'm strong. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Can I hear amen? Don't say I've been praying and praying and praying and going and going and it's not working. Maybe there is something that you need to do. Ask God, ask the Spirit of the Lord, let him reveal. What is it, Lord? What is it, Lord? What is it? Show me. Mama travel, I've been sharing with you. Mama traveled to Cameroon maybe 5 years ago. I wake up one Saturday and I was sitting at the balcony with my little tea and bread and eating. And all of a sudden, I hear a voice telling me to look at my right side. And when I turn on my right, my next house balcony, the man that lives up there was there fully watching me and cursing me. I think I've shared this here before. I said, what? Me, Africa man? That knows God? You stand there, I have not done nothing to you, and you cursing me? I ran, go inside, grab my Bible. And when I came, he was still at the balcony. Oh, yeah, yeah. I cursed this man until I couldn't know what to. I say, you will see real fire. If you think you're those stupidness that you believe, if it works for you and you can practice upon anybody, I say, you are lying. You are a dead dog, you. Speak my language. Speak my broken English. And pour everything on him. Bonnie said, Mama is my judge. And God is my judge as I stand in here. After that, the man always parked close to our front light there. Always look there first before you go everywhere to go and park. You stop parking there. The man left his wife and two children for about almost 2 years. More than that. Could not come close to his house. When we go for prayer, a Bible study, we reach home, he hides behind the curtains. And always, Mama, we see, say, see, Papa, you see, I told you this man is not good. He ran away for more than 2 years. And the first time up of 2 years, 2.5 years that I met him, I was on this lay going, and I saw him far in the end there. The man just crossed and come to this lake. Listen, God has given his children in this kingdom power to tread upon scorpions, to tread upon serpents, wicked spirits, wicked people. Witchcraft, devil agents that trouble man, take away your prosperity and hide it. They can hide even you married, they can hide your pregnancy, and there's no womb to have children. They do that, they can take away your money. And they say, you will never prosper. And they tell you, you will never get married as long as they live. And a believer that God has given authority and power in the kingdom of God will quell themselves like snake. To come online to pray is a problem. Satan is a devil that has no pity. If you have 6 children, if you have 4 children, if you have 3 children, and Satan will come, take one, give them drugs, they go crazy. Satan is not saying, I have done so much havoc for this woman. Satan will come back to take the next one. He is a God that has not pity. Jesus said, Satan, he's a murderer. He's a killer. And he's a thief. Both riches and honor come of thee. Listen, that's why they say promotion comes from above. Riches come from above. Oh, can I hear amen? And thou reignest over all. Not some. All. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great. Is God make people great? Not man. Not man. It's God that make people great. He changes your life, your poverty. Sometimes people think they are doing you harm, that they will fight, do everything. One time I told you how Auntie Lorna hold me here. For me to talk to Auntie Lorna is not easy. It's not someone that really easily approach her and discuss or talk. Auntie Sherry, my auntie, it's simple for me to do that, but not Auntie Lorna. And she does not even come close to say much. She will hold me at the altar here and interceded, and it's interceding, he was crying. But me, I know there was something that was going on my part, that God was interceding. Pick someone to intercede. I was kneeling down one day here. Pastor Jean just came, put her hand at my shoulder. And some secret that I know. He said, Papa, all this sickness and all these things is coming from here and there. And that I know, I don't doubt. Because it's a kingdom revelation. Be revealed to a kingdom child. Yeah. So I don't have to argue. Man of God and woman of God said, for Mama dear, he always, anything he says, that's always I encourage you, not just to put trust in that woman, but to believe the kingdom that he presents, amen, what he says. Amen. I always tell you that. If If anybody had a dream and tell me something, or my wife tell me something, let me tell you, I don't take it lightly. I carry it to the kingdom and quench every fire that is in it. Because altars have been built against us. And it is only God that can quench those altars and destroy those altars. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Both riches and honor come out of thee, and thy reigned over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. God never calls us to weakness. God never calls us to sicknesses. God never calls us to diseases. God never calls us into marriage problems. Sometimes we cause them. We cause them. When God is telling you to forgive your husband and you can't forgive, then you are going to, you're looking for trouble. Because that is not the kingdom principle. The kingdom principle says, do what? Forgive. A wife, forgive. Husband, forgive. Children, forgive. And respect and honor. Everything about us to guide us, God has put in his word. To help us to make a life. As a church, you say, pray for one another. As a church, you say, forgive one another. As a church, you say, don't gossip against one another. As a church, he said, don't provoke. Honor your spiritual fathers. Honor your mother. Honor them so that you will grow long. You live long. He has put all these principles there, and you sit down there in the corner, and then you damage and insult those that God said respect. Then you are looking for trouble. Can I hear amen?
Amen?
The kingdom of God has power. One scripture and we pray. Karen, give me Daniel chapter 3. Daniel, I'm telling you, you have power in the kingdom of the living God. We need to exercise it. Now we are praying, we get a revelation. Act. And in chapter 3, let me, I will keep the rest. But let's read from verse 10. Verse 16, let's look for verse 16, please. You all know the story, so I'm not going to waste my time over there. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, you have your kingdom. You have built your kingdom. And you think you are the boss. So you are forcing us to serve your God. But hear what this young man said. We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Sometimes things going on, and when God begins even to reveal something to us, we go and fight the enemy, and we don't have strength to fight them. I heard what you said. But listen, you are going to see. And you can't even pray. And you are going to warn a devilish woman or a devilish man that he will see. Oh, you will see first. Because you don't have power to do nothing. You don't even have faith. You don't have to come here online and pray. You yourself, you can't pray. Things are going so good for some of us. And we cannot shut our mouth. The only thing service we can give to God is to not touch the television for 2 hours. We call it fasting. Shadrach, if it be so, our God whom we serve, this kingdom that we belong, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand. O king. They give him their respect. O king. If now our time we see you murderer, a killer, you want to kill me, they give their due respect. Because that is what the kingdom principle is. It's a give honor to those that honor you. Give them the honor in public. And when you get to your room, you are there alone. Put fire! Yeah, respect your boss. But if you are being threatened, carry him to your chambers. Carry him to your altar. And give it to him. Can I hear amen? Amen. But if not, be it no king. No, please, listen. Know unto thee, O king, that we will not serve any gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and then form of his visage was changed. The man was so angry that you could see his face, that he was so angry. For those young men, after he has his kingdom and build his God, for them to bow down and they tell him, if it is our day English, you say, who do you think you are? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, therefore, he speak and commanded that they should hear the heat, the furnace, 7 times more than it was want to be heated. Do you know that enemy is after you? When even you begin to pray, he begin to increase everything. He begin to increase the fire. He begin to increase your problem. Everywhere you go, they turn their eyes from you. And the lovers that you could talk to them don't want to listen to you anymore. The heat is on. The heat is on. Satan has increased his heat to stop you. You know what the enemy, in our time, do you know what the Satan, when you are in poverty and you are crying and you are praying, God, give me a job, God, give me a job, God, give me a job, so that I can pay my tithe. Sometimes we use that to cross God anyway. When we get a job, sometimes we don't pay anyway, but God is not worried about that. But God, help me, God, help me. And what Satan does is that when you increase your prayer, Satan will give you a job. When you are working from Monday to Friday, Satan will try to add you Saturday and Sunday. Door has opened. As Paul says, wah! But most of the time, we don't know that it is Satan that is tricking us. Why? Because you know, in this kingdom, the only thing that can save you for you to stay strong is prayer and going to the house of God to worship the Lord. He does that to block you so that you don't hear what you have to hear. So he used the word mammon, which is the riches, to trick you and to tie you up. And you will never come out of your problems. Verse 21 says, and he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, to bind Meshach, to bind Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosts, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. They tied them. Abednego, you say yes. Shadrach, yes. Meshach, yes. Can't we deny here the king and said, we will serve, we will bow down, and then when we go to the room, we go to, by the way, we live by ourselves. We go there, and then we repent to God. God, you know, we were afraid of the fire, we are afraid of this, so we agree with the king. Faith is an art. If it hasn't happened to you, just sleep and laugh and sleep good. But when it happens to you and you are going through stuff, you will know that Satan is wicked. But I love the faith of this young man. He said, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and finance exceeding not the flame of the fire. So those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and those three men, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fire. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in a haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no head, and the form of the fourth is like the sun. Oh, can I hear amen? Can I hear amen? Where did the book of Nazareth met Jesus Christ? Jesus has not even come down here. And he was the first person to see him. I see. Oh, the one I see right there is like a son of God. And nothing has happened to this young man. Listen, your faith will be tried. Your faith will be tested. If you think because you received Jesus Christ with a little tears, and so nothing is going to happen to you, then you better watch out. When the fire gets heat, stay strong. Children of God, stay strong. I would like to, my time is up. Let's finish with this one. Same old time that we will get, we will keep it. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High. Somebody that was so, within a minute, was so angry. Servants of the Most High God, come forth! Because nobody is going to try to bring you forth. Because those people have already born. My strong men that I believe in them, they are born already. So you come forth because nobody coming there. And come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head sing, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire. That's what I mean. Oh, can I hear you, man? Stand on your feet. 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 Hallelujah. Are you clapping or you are not clapping? Clap for Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, whether many people are in church or not, God has allowed you to hear this message.
Amen.
Grab it. Believe it. And walk with it. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
I don't believe none of us, our case will be so hard, difficult, than these three men. Face to face. Can I hear amen?
Amen.